As we continue our look at Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, we last looked at the high priest being human and the need to make atonement for himself first before making atonement for the community when he was to enter the Holy of Holies on this day once a year. Another improvement or upgrade that comes with the new covenant is the ability to receive atonement at any time without a temple standing or an animal sacrifice, so long as Teshuva is there. Consider what the writer of Hebrews wrote regarding Yeshua as Kohen Gadol, chapter 9 and verses 11 through 15. But when the Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol, of the good things that are happening already, then through the greater and more perfect tent, which is not man-made, that is, it is not of this created world, he entered the holiest place once and for all, and he entered not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus setting people free forever. For if sprinkling ceremonial unclean persons with the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer restores their outward purity, then how much more the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself to God as a sacrifice without blemish, will purify our conscience from works that lead to death, so that we can serve the living God. It is because of this death that he is the mediator of the new covenant, because a death has occurred, which sets people free from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. Those who have been called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Continuing in verses 24 through 28. For the Messiah has entered a holiest place, which is not man-made and merely a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, in order to appear now on our behalf in the very presence of God. Further, he did not enter heaven to offer himself over and over again, like the Kohen Gadol, who enters the holiest place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer death many times from the founding of the universe. But as it is, he has appeared once at the end of the ages in order to do away with sin through the sacrifice of himself, just as human beings have to die once, but after this comes judgment. So also the Messiah, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to deliver those who are eagerly awaiting, or who are eagerly waiting for him. So for believers who are not Jewish, what does this day Yom Kippur mean to you? What is its significance if Yeshua is already our atonement, and we have access to him at any time? More on this next time. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.